Fate Calls the Elf Queen. The Elf Queen, Book 3. Written by J.M. Curl. Narrated by Bridget and Jake Bordeaux.
Chapter 1.
Hel.
Hel stared into the face of the goddess he once loved more than all of creation. Stunning wide blue eyes, the color of the celestial waters in Runevale, pierced him with fury. But not the anger of a scorned wife, or the kind of loathing only a love once as deep as the darkest part of the night sky could harness. No, not that. Every part of this beautiful being from his past beckoned to his soul. The waves of midnight hair he longed to grasp, the seductive curve of her waist to hips, and a face to bring even the gods to their knees. Her very presence tempted and enchanted his senses, called upon memories long since buried. She smelled of jasmine and battlefields and ruin. How he hated her. Well, as lovely as it's been seeing you both again, I have things to do. He shoved Valine into the waiting arms of her lover. Neither of them moved to attack as he stalked past them. Keep her safe for me, cousin. I'll be seeing you both. Soon. Taking hold of his General Mathicus's arm, they disappeared through darkness, time, and space, tugging at them. Then they appeared on solid ground at the old mage's tower in Dunafell. It looked much the same as it did 400 years before. Craggy gray rock, overgrown with untamed vegetation creeping up the walls and at its base. As the pair walked the path, Hel thought back to the day he first met Valine all those centuries ago when they were gods, untouchable, and of the belief that nothing could ever destroy them. How wrong they'd been. The past. Bright stars winked in the dark sky. Of the three moons of Runevale, Nuna, with her golden rings, Luna, with shades of soft pink in her crimson center, and Fennel, silver and bright. Only the two sisters were visible. Fennel hid behind the clouds. The darkness of night enticed with mysteries. In the veil of shadow, the treachery, the secrets, the wicked was expected. It was the day in the sunlight, bright and beautiful, that fooled even the wisest. It harbored a false sense of security that those hiding in the shadows waited to seize on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?